Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Wawa Family Health Team Geriatric Program Coordinator Jolene Binda. First of all, thank you very much for talking with me.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for having me.
So you've got a special event coming up in just a few days. You wanted to talk about it. So let's start with that really basic question of what is this event that is coming up?
We are super excited to welcome Collaborative Care Algoma, who are two RNs out of the SU who are going to come educate us on things like advanced care planning, power of attorney, substitute decision makers. Their tagline for their poster is, "Because life happens, we need to be prepared."
All right, so that sounds like some things that may skew more towards seniors in certain aspects, but is this an event intended just for seniors? Who should be or who's intended to attend this?
The awesome part is it's for everyone. The issue is we often think about when we're talking about advanced care planning that it's only for seniors, and it usually happens when there's a crisis point. So we're trying to make it a more household kind of term, and we're trying to make it not as scary. So it's something for everyone to think about. It's making sure that your loved ones know what you want. So it's about choices. So they don't have to make those decisions, that you can tell them, and you know who you want to tell, the right information so that if it ever happens that they needed to speak on your behalf, that they would know those answers already. And it takes away all of those guilty feelings.
Okay, so get informed, make those decisions, make those preparations before it's necessary so that you're prepared and you're ready and there isn't that question depending on the situation you run into.
Absolutely. And the awesome thing is it changes. So just because someone in their 20s has this conversation now, it's not going to be the same in their 30s and 40s. Or someone in their 70s has a conversation 2 weeks from now, something might change and they might change their mind. So it's how to teach us how to have these conversations and know that the conversations can change.
All right. So this event that is coming up, is this a drop-in style event or is this a sit down and attend some talks? How does it work?
It's going to be a more sit down and have some talks. So Alicia and Tracy are going to be at the community center on October the 23rd, which is this Sunday, from 6 till 7. And they're going to give us a little bit of an interactive presentation and a kind of question and answer on all the things that run through our head, but we haven't really had anyone to ask about those questions.
All right. Is there anything else you want to make sure people understand about what is happening, how this event works?
So it's totally free. We just want you to come down.
Do people need to RSVP or sign up or anything ahead of time?
Not at all. Just come on down. And yeah, it's going to start at 6. And we'll probably go for about an hour, hour and a half. Depends how many questions that people have at the end.
All right. And again, that's Collaborative Care Algoma this Sunday, and that's at the Mishpacontan Memorial Community Center.
It is, in the banquet room.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Once again, that is Jolene Binda, Geriatric Program Coordinator in the Wawa Family Health Team, joining us for Town Talk heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM. And before we go, I would like to remind you that the voting period in the Wawa municipal election is still underway. You can cast your electronic vote via phone or internet until 8 p.m. on Monday, October the 24th. And there are some in-person options available for assistance still. You can find out more details about that and casting a vote through the last two Town Talks that aired. You can find those on the Wawa Municipal website. They have been posted separately. If you would like to hear interviews with the nine candidates for Wawa Councillor, as current Councillor Melanie Pilon has been acclaimed as mayor, you can hear interviews I had with each of those candidates. Those have been posted on the Jam FM website. That's jamfm.live in our news section. You can check that out. We will be back again with Town Talk next Thursday at 9:30 in the morning here on Jam FM.